Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, this is our special edition podcast for the National Football League. Our normal Saturday podcast will drop in just a bit, but let's get to it. Last Sunday, we go 3-4 on the card. Our year-to-date performance in the National Football League, we are 74-53. That's good enough for 58.3%. If we were on the Vegas Insider Board, we'd be ranked number 2 out of 21 handicappers based on the current win percentage. So system plays, it's been a tough year, and the clock is ticking to avoid a losing season. I do expect the system plays to heat up in these final 5 weeks. One play on the docket this week, and we lead off there. It is Houston, plus 8.5 over Seattle. So the Seahawks won straight up last week as an underdog at San Francisco. They are now favored on the road this week. The system requires us to fade them, so we're going to be on the terrible Texans, plus the 8.5 over Seattle. Next up, we go to Cincinnati. We're going to lay the 1.5 with the 49ers. So the 49ers are 6-6 straight up. 5-7 against the spread. Last time out, they lost by 7 at Seattle. Meanwhile, the Bengals, they are 7-5 straight up, 6-6 against the number. Last time out, they lost by 19 to the Chargers. So put me on the list that just doesn't trust the Joe Burrow finger issue. The quotes have been probably not as much zip. We're just going to have to deal with it. They rested the finger on Wednesday, but I wonder how much the lingering issue will continue. Meanwhile, the 49ers had won 3 straight, including a 21-point win over the Rams prior to last week's loss. I don't love it, but I'm taking the 49ers minus 1.5 on the road at Cincinnati. Next up, we go to Carolina, where we're going to play the Panthers minus the 2.5 over the Falcons. So both teams are 5-7 straight up and against the spread. Panthers last time out, they lost at Miami by 23. Falcons last time out, they lost to Tampa by 13. So the Panthers are coming off of a bye week and the firing of offensive coordinator Joe Brady. The Panthers won last time 19-13 at Atlanta back on October 31st. The Panthers have lost 3 of their last 4, or excuse me, the Falcons have lost 3 of their last 4 games by a total of 78 points. Their only win during that stretch against Jacksonville by 7. I have a feeling Cam Newton will look much better after the bye. Plus, the change at OC might spark things a little bit. So I'm going to take the Panthers minus the 2.5 over the Falcons. Next up, we go to Tampa, where we're going to play the Bills, plus 3.5 at the Buccaneers. So the Bills are 7-5 straight up, 6-5-1 against the spread. Last time out, they lost to New England by 4. The Bucs, meanwhile, 9-3 straight up, 6-6 against the spread. Last time out, they won at Atlanta by 13. So Tampa has won and covered 3 straight. They have a 26-point average margin of victory in their last 4 home games. The Bills have lost 3 of 5, but their 2 wins during that stretch, they were easy road wins. And remember how the Vikings responded in the first half against Pittsburgh on Thursday? Losing to the Lions and losing to a team that passed for only 19 yards likely has a similar taste. The Bills have a ton of talent, and I expect their best version possible on Sunday versus the defending champions. I'm on the Bills, plus 3.5 at Tampa. Next up, we go to the Capitol, where we're going to play Washington, plus 4.5 against Dallas. So the football team is 6-6 straight up, 5-7 against the spread. Last time out, they won at Vegas by 2. The Cowboys are 8-4, 9-3 against the spread. Last time out, they won at New Orleans by 10. So it is the first meeting of the season between these two. The Cowboys stopped their 2-game losing streak last week. Meanwhile, the football team, they won their 4th in a row. Way too much love this week for Dallas. I get that Dak owns the NFC East, but Riverboat Ron, he always has his team playing well after the bye week. I'm grabbing the 4.5 at home with the football team over the Cowboys. Next up, we go to Tennessee and Jacksonville, and we're going to play the under 43.5. So the Jags are 10-2 to the under this season. The Titans are 7-5 to the over. The Jaguars have gone under in all 7 games since last going over against Tennessee back on October the 10th. Words can't describe just how bad this offense has struggled in Jacksonville. Meanwhile, the Titans offense has slowed down since losing Derrick Henry. They are now averaging only 19 points per game since he left. I like the under 43.5 in this one between the Titans and the Jaguars. Then our final game on the card, we go to Denver, the Mile High City. We're going to play Detroit and Denver under the 42. So the Broncos are 10-2 to the under this year. The Lions, they're 8-4 to the under. Before last week's win over Minnesota, Detroit had scored less than 20 points in 10 straight games. Since week number 3, the Broncos offense has only averaged 18 points per game themselves. In my opinion, both teams are significantly better on D than offense, so I'm going to take the under 42 between the Lions and the Broncos. So let's recap your 7 plays in the National Football League for Sunday. We're on Houston, plus 8.5 over Seattle. We like San Francisco, minus the 1.5 against Cincinnati. We like the Panthers, minus the 2.5 over Atlanta. We like the Bills, plus the 3.5 over Tampa Bay. We like the football team, plus 4.5 over Dallas. We like the Titans and the Jaguars to go under 43.5. And we like Denver and Detroit to go under the 42. So that's your 7 pack for Sunday. We will drop 3 additional player props on the Sunday podcast. But until then, remember, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.